Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, February 3rd through Thursday, February 9th, 2023. February 3rd, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not be concerned or influenced by who believes in these messages and who does not. Discernment is often very tricky and can be influenced by personal agendas, causing even more confusion. You, as the messenger, my daughter Maureen, must base your own discernment on what you see, hear, and feel in your spirit as each message is given. These very important criteria are not given to the ones who just read the messages. Very often, the truth is opposed in the name of discernment. This is a trick of Satan, who is the enemy of all truth and the prince of lies. As you read the messages, place the shield of truth over your hearts. Sign yourselves with the cross before and after you read the messages. My spirit, who is the spirit of truth, will reveal to you that which you must believe. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 4th, 2023. Children, once again, I encourage you to be children of light, a reflection of the light of truth. Give the positive example of truth to everyone and in every place. These times are difficult, if for no other reason, that the truth has been obscured through false discernment. This generation has had to fight in the trenches in order to maintain the truth. When my son returns, it will be on the wings of truth. None shall withstand against him. Choose now to align with the light of truth. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 12. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 5th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, always be obedient to the truth which is holy love. Make that your goal. Then you will avoid the compromise of sin. Sin is always self-serving. Therefore, live your lives in service to others, and in this way to service to me. Keep your hearts focused on me and others. This is my call to you. offer any misfortune or difficulty to me towards the victory of the conversion of the heart of the world. This type of sacrifice is a weapon against Satan's victory in hearts. Do not be surprised at Satan's desperate attempts to discourage your sacrifices. Pray for the courage to work with me towards the victory of good over evil. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, 22 through 26. So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid, senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, forbearing, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 7th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, discover the treasure of the present moment. Therein lies your salvation and the height of your position in heaven. Each soul who reaches heaven receives his own unique reward, a reward which befits his love of me while on earth. This is also true of those who are condemned for all eternity. Use the present moment to entice souls towards their own salvation. My present moment grace is the candy I use to attract souls to righteousness. My sweet reward is eternal joy and peace. A note is given to read James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures the trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 8, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Each soul has to make his own journey along the path of salvation. Some travel with ease, embracing righteousness and with much hope in their hearts. Others face discouragement from the outset due to outside influences, a weak faith, or submission to sin. Each soul is given the grace he needs to reach salvation. None are abandoned by their angel, although many do not pay heed to their angel. These messages I choose to impart to the world during these times are guideposts along the path to salvation. Digest each message I choose to give you with hope in your hearts of all heaven offers you. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 9th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, with reverence, spend every present moment in ways that please me. Take yourself out of the overall picture. Have regard for your neighbor through love of me. My promise is my joy in your heart and my peace in your soul. if you choose to live for others and not so much yourself and your own satisfaction. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.